The Holy Gospel appointed for the purification of Mary, the presentation of the Lord, is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, the second chapter, verses 22 through 32. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to follow the example of old Simeon as he waited patiently in the temple of Jerusalem to see the baby Jesus. And as he finally took him up in his arms and blessed you, saying, Lord, now let your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. Therefore, Father, send your Holy Spirit to us today, as we wait patiently for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, as he has promised us, because we have also seen his salvation prepared for us. And as we place all of our faith and trust in him as our Messiah and Savior. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my Redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the Gospel of St. Luke chapter 2, with special attention to the following verses. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God, saying, Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, during the last three Sundays, we celebrated, first of all, Jesus' baptism, as God the Father proclaimed from heaven, saying, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Then the proclamation by John the Baptist out in the wilderness of the desert saying, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And finally, as Jesus called his first disciple saying, Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. All of these three special events happened when Jesus was already 30 years old with the beginning of his three-year public ministry. So today, we step back in time with the church year calendar, almost 30 years earlier, as Jesus was only 8 days old. And we consider not only the purification of his mother Mary as required by the law of Moses, but also the presentation of the Lord Jesus in the temple of Jerusalem as required by the law of Moses in order to be circumcised on the 8th day after his birth. The words of old Simeon as he took the baby Jesus in his arms and blessed God saying, Lord, now let your servant depart in peace for my eyes have seen your salvation. We read in our text in the Gospel of Luke chapter 2 verse 22, when the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. But at the same time, also the purification of his mother, the Virgin Mary, as a Jewish woman and required to follow the law of Moses in the book of Leviticus chapter 12, beginning verse 2. A woman who becomes pregnant and gives birth to a son will be ceremonially unclean for 7 days. And on the 8th day, the boy is to be circumcised. And then the woman must wait another 33 days to be purified. She must not touch anything sacred or go to the sanctuary in the temple until the days of her purification were over. Not only that, but the law of Moses also required in the book of Leviticus that when the days of her purification are over, she is to bring to the priest at the entrance to the tent of meeting a year-old lamb for a burnt offering and a young pigeon or a young dove for a sin offering. In other words, the mother was required by the law of Moses until she had been purified to bring a lamb as a burnt offering to the Lord, a young pigeon or a young dove as a sin offering to the Lord. Not only that, but according to Jewish law, the firstborn male child also belonged to the Lord. And so the parents had to buy him back after his birth by offering a sacrifice in the temple with either a pair of turtle doves or two pigeons, or what was even more common in those days, 5 shekels. And that's precisely what Mary and Joseph did as they presented the Lord the baby Jesus. However, there was something unique and different about Jesus as he was presented to the Lord in the temple of Jerusalem. We read in our text that there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It was old Simeon, and not the priest of the temple, who took Jesus in his arms and blessed God. As a matter of fact, it had been revealed to Simeon by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. It was reported that Simeon came in the Spirit into the temple, and when his parents brought him according to the custom of the law, he took him, the Christ child, up in his cloak and kissed his feet. And then he took Jesus in his arms. And he blessed God, saying, Lord, now let thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared in the face of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and to the glory of your people Israel. As a matter of fact, Simeon's reference to a light for revelation to the Gentiles also led to the celebration of the feast of Candlemas. And that's why this candle is here today. The faithful would bring their candles to be lit by the priest and all the candles in the temple and blessed by God. It is always on the 2nd of February, 40 days after Christ's birth, that we celebrate the presentation of the Lord Jesus and the purification of His mother Mary. That's why it's so significant when Simeon says, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, which is indeed a reference to Jesus as the light. The reference Jesus spoke about Himself in the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 2, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. As a matter of fact, his parents, Mary and Joseph, marveled at what God said about him. Yes, Mary and Joseph were literally amazed, overwhelmed with joy at the saying of Jesus as the promised Messiah. And then Simeon went on to also bless Mary and Joseph and said, behold, this child of yours is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. In other words, Jesus as the Christ raises up those who believe in Him as the Messiah. But at the same time, Jesus as the Christ is also a stumbling block for those who do not accept or believe in Him as the Messiah. And after they had performed everything in the temple of God, according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph went back to Nazareth. And the child Jesus, only 8 days old at the time, grew and became strong and filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. That was also true after Jesus came back from Jerusalem at the temple when he was 12 years old for the feast of the Passover, when Jesus was already older. After they came back to Nazareth again, we're told that Jesus again grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. Yes, the favor of God the Father was always upon Jesus. There was this strong relationship with the Father and the Son. This is my beloved Son. Listen to Him. This became very evident later on during Jesus' ministry. The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. Yes, a light has dawned with the coming of Jesus as the promised Messiah. So as we today celebrate the feast of the purification of the Virgin Mary, and the feast of the presentation of our Lord Jesus, as well as the festival of Candlemas, may God the Father bless us and preserve us as we leave God's temple here today and share the good news of Jesus as the Messiah and as the Savior. Yes, Lord, let us now depart in peace, for your eyes and my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the eyes of all people. Yes, may our prayer today be the words we sing in the hymn of the day. Let us, O Lord, be faithful like Simeon to the end. O Lord, now let thy servant depart in peace. I pray, since I have seen my Savior and here beheld this day. God bless you as you come to the Lord's table and the baby Jesus touches you with his light as the Messiah, as the Savior. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, for our eyes have seen your salvation. Amen.